look it over, sniff it, listen to it. It's your right. And you look cool doing it. This week, get bagged bananas for only 49 cents a pound or less. Schnucks, fresh every day.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family-owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Play where the pros play. When you head to spring training in Jupiter, Florida, stay at PGA National Resort and Spa. Beautiful golf courses right there on the property and a world-famous spa. Plus, they have a great Cardinal package for you for spring training. The Cardinal package includes two nights, accommodations, one ticket to a Cardinal game, full breakfast daily in Palm Terrace, and a retail gift from the Cardinals. You can get it by going to PGAResort.com or by calling 561-627-2000. That's 561-627-2000.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the
USA.
Okay,
you can stop the emails.
America's the greatest land of all.
You can stop the emails. Tim Woodburn had a story, and he had some information wrong, and he admits that. We will deal with that after we talk to this guy. Reach over and make a little adjustment in a control knob. That's right. There's a lot of sophisticated equipment in here. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to the greatest Chevrolet dealer in the United States of America, John Londoff. Hello, John.
He's there.
Assuming he's there. John?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Didn't hear you. Said hello, John. Didn't hear anything. Somebody could have not pushed a button or something. How you doing?
Oh, man, push the button, Dan.
No, we could hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now that you have me, what's going on? Huh?
Well, here's what's going on. Did you see? And this, let me say this. This right, what I'm about to say is not a commercial because there actually is I don't know if it's a law, but it's you can't do it. There's a very well-known consumer magazine. Okay, Consumer Reports. I'll just say that you are not allowed in a commercial, in a print ad, a TV commercial, to use their findings to promote your product or business. So right now, I am not doing a commercial. I'm just having a conversation with John and with the audience and with you guys in the studio. I just want to mention that, hey, did you guys see the Consumer Reports new list that just came out of about 2018 vehicles where they named the Chevy Impala as the best full-size car on the market?
Whoa!
And that's just an observation. That's just something I saw. It's not a commercial at all.
Yeah. Boy, you're something else.
Did you see it? Did you know it?
Frank, I don't miss anything. What do you think? I'm sleeping all the time, buddy?
Well, you do miss. I'm going to tell you what you do miss. That Impala, and I'm so glad when I saw this, they came out. I can't hear you. I'm the one who said when that car came out, when they completely redid that Impala, I drove it, and I ran into your office and I said, John, have you driven this Impala? And you said, I'm too busy. I haven't had a chance to drive it yet. I've got lots of customers. And you showed me your desk. You had a lot of work. You hadn't driven it. And the next time I checked, you still hadn't driven it. I said, John, I'm telling you something. Since 1964, this is the greatest Impala Chevy has ever come. This thing is unbelievable for the money. And look who just agreed with me. Consumer Reports. What do you know?
You know, that doesn't sound anything like me when you start making fun of me.
It sounded actually exactly like you.
I thought.
No, it does not. Okay.
John, I recorded. In my pocket, I had my phone on record.
What's in your pocket?
My phone. I will play it for you. No, here, I'm going to play it right now. Let me turn it. Hang on. Let me get my phone. One second. Hold on. Here, let me hit the recording app. Oh, here it is right here.
Frank, you don't have time. I don't have time to drive that car. I'm busy. I got lots to do. I'll drive it eventually.
There it was. That was it.
end of the day I recorded it.
You must have been in the bathroom.
No, I'm still here.
That's just my speaker on my phone, the way it sounds, trying to play it up against the microphone.
I'm still here. No, I'm still here. I'm still here. You know, do I ever make fun of that cackle? Do I ever make fun of that cackle laugh of yours?
Yeah. Yes, you have. You've actually done it. You've done an impression of it. See, you're doing it now. That's pretty good. It is pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's pretty easy to imitate. It really is. You know?
Yeah, go ahead and make fun of me. I've got cancer.
Oh.
You know?
That stopped everything cold.
No, so they thought I had it a few years. I didn't talk about it. Matter of fact, I didn't even tell my wife, and then she was up at Ledoux Pharmacy, and they came in the PM listener, Rick Williams, and she goes, I'm picking up your Crestor, and they said that there's this antibiotic that you have to take before your procedure. I said, yeah. She was going to tell me about it. I'm like, okay. So
can I ask you, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Have you ever had a prostate biopsy?
Yes.
That was the procedure.
John, we need to warn men.
Ask me a question, then you keep talking. But what's the deal?
Well, you answered it. You answered. You said yes. That was the answer.
You asked me a question. You know, can I elaborate a little bit? You know, I like to talk. No.
I'll elaborate first. We need to warn men that when you hear you're going to have prostate biopsy, you better take something to bite down on. You go in there because it's
too much.
It's
information.
It's not real. But if you tell, be quiet, Limey. It's not too much information. We're helping people. If women, if you say anything to women about it, they always come back with the same thing. Well, try having a baby. They always use that. They use that for everything. If you get a vasectomy or if you're in pain, if you complain at all, they come out with that. Well, you've never had a baby.
Well, think about it.
Always got that.
Think about it.
No, they're right.
Oh, my God, you kidding me? When God chose women over men, it would have been over immediately.
They're 100% right to do that because I would pass out. They wouldn't have to give me anything. I'd faint at just the idea this was about to happen.
I know. God bless women. They're awesome. But it's just been good. Beautiful weather, beautiful, beautiful. We're getting so close to springtime. I love it. You know, hopefully we're done with snow and ice. And what do we have, like 21 winter storm warnings, of which not one, maybe one came to the prediction. But it's just like, you know, it's like breaking news. Every news station is breaking news. I think break it off in their nose. I mean, come on, how can every breaking news, winter storm warnings, and then they hit
but
your
they,
eye.
Well, they want to make everything seem worse than
it's
it
dramatic.
Is, bigger than it is, more dramatic. Yeah, that's the way they do it.
You should be able to go back to the National Weather Service and say, by the way, okay, this winter storm didn't happen. Restaurants lost all these reservations. Dealerships, businesses, people shut down in this town. This town has become kind of wimpy. It's like, but we did get caught because everyone remembers a year ago, 3 weeks before Christmas, when they didn't give us a winter storm warning, and we got, like an inch of ice?
Yeah.
And there were, like, 300-plus accidents, some very severe. I mean, I don't know. Hey, you know what?
I have two friends, and Dan, you know them. It's Bill and Wanda Hindle. Mm-hmm. And they've gone on many trips with us, with the station, the group, the people listening to the station. Last winter, that ice you're talking about. Now Bill is, I think, 80, 81, and Wanda's in her 70s. She told me that they not only couldn't get up their driveway with their car, they couldn't walk up. They have to go up to get to their house. They crawled on their hands and knees all the way up the hill, and it's a significant hill and driveway to get home. Of course, their knees are all chewed up and bloody, and I just try to visualize that. That ice, there's nothing you can, when it's ice, I don't care, 4x4, 8x8, outside of those studded snow tires we used to have years ago before they outlawed them with the metal spikes in them. Remember those? They had metal things sticking out of the rubber. That's about the only thing that's going to get you through the ice. If it's ice, yeah, if it's ice, stay home. But you're right. False forecasts and gloom and doom make people stay home, and it hurts business. It hurts them because customers don't come and workers don't come because scared.
Be careful, folks. Got to be careful. You see a road that you travel often, and slow down. If you hit one hard, give us a call. Come see us, Hunter Engineering. We've got state-of-the-art alignment equipment from our friends, St. Louis-based Hunter Engineering. They're the best. I know a lot of people. My buddy Nick Corelli, the head of, he listens to the show. But yeah, you got to be careful. These cars are built so tough today, but still, you got to maintain them. Come to the world-renowned service department here. Bruce Weiner just celebrated 34 years. February the 8th. 34 years he's been putting up with me. Wow. That's amazing. What does that mean?
Well, he hasn't put up with you for 34 years. You weren't running the place 34 years ago. It was your dad.
He put up with my dad and then me for 34 years.
Okay.
But my dad's a really nice guy. So,
congratulations, Bruce. That's a long time. As Johnny Mathis once said, and that's a long, long time.
Oh.
Never, Johnny Mathis. Thanks, everybody.
Is that your imitation of Johnny Mathis with like the flu?
Yes. Very good, John. That's exactly what it was. Flu season, that's Johnny Mathis with the flu. Good. Oh. Way to go.
I don't like it. Very sick Johnny Mathis. Like yeah. Well, you know what? Every once in a while, come up with one. But how was your weekend?
It was great. If we go much longer, though, you're never going to sell a car to Taylor Nickerson because this is his hour for his segment. And the longer we go, the more he shakes his head going, okay, no car sale for me. My weekend was great because all weekends are great.
Yeah, we had 90 Chevy Cruzes 2017s, and now we're down to 4. 89.90. Better grab them because what's going to happen? Someone's going to come in here in a week and say, all right, I'm ready to get that Chevy Spark. I said, Chevy Spark. Gosh, the Spark. $89.90 for the Chevy Spark. Camaro convertibles, convertible season, $27,450. I think that vehicle lists for $37,000. So great, great time to buy Equinoxes, Silverados up to $10,000 off, Silverado double cab, crew cab. So give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or as Johnny Mathis would say with the flu, 314-837-1800. Or 24/7/365 at lawnduff.com.
All right. Go ahead. You can make fun of my impressions all you want. Bye. There he goes. John Lawnduff. Thank you, AM and the PM people, because I know a bunch of those things over the weekend were sold to AM and the PM people. Now, before Taylor's music hits, let's straighten something out here. I start looking at my email, and it's just inbox, another one, and it's all because of Tim Woodburn. Uh-oh. And Tim told a story earlier about a wrestler. It was a guy, and they're going to let him wrestle with women. Actually, the wrestler was born a woman. Tim, go ahead.
Uh-oh. I made a mistake. And there's been...
stop right there. Sometimes that's all people want to hear. You made a mistake. You said he was male genitalia, but he doesn't.
That's the one mistake in the story. That's really the biggest mistake in the story that I made. You know, before I pride myself on being accurate with this stuff, you know, and before I even talked about that story in the Burke segment, I actually looked up transgender and transsexual on Wikipedia. And it's still confusing to me because...
No, it's always going to be confusing. We're never going to understand
Transgender, to me, and what Wikipedia says, is people who have a gender identity or expression that differs from their assigned, i.e. born with, sex. Transsexual is people who desire medical assistance to transition from one sex to another or have, you know, sexual reassignment surgery. They referred to this person in the story that I talked about as transgender. And they kept referring, and they quoted his father talking about his son. And they talked about how, and they kept referring to him and his. And that's where I got confused because of the way that the media identifies with people and at what point do they identify them as him or her, his or hers, when they talk about somebody in a news story, and it confused me, and that's why I said that.
Well, in Texas, the law dictates that a wrestler, according to what I was sent, must compete with girls based on the wrestler's birth gender.
Right.
So birth gender was female.
Mm-hmm.
It's still confusing. And I still say,
well, I'm sorry because I made a mistake. I hate that. I hate that I did that. And I'm sorry. I truly am sorry because that's
all anybody could ask. That's it. There's your apology, everybody. You can stop the emails. You misread. You made a mistake. And who can blame him? Because this transgender, transsexual, LGBTQI, they're going to add farmer transsexuals in there eventually. And the farmers will be LGBTQTIEIEIO or something.
Yeah.
It's confusing. And who knows who's what and who has what body parts anymore, because I don't get it either. If somebody says he's a transgender male right now, I can't tell you, does that mean he identifies as a man but he's got a vagina, or does that mean that he's a transgender male, he was born with balls and bat but he identifies
vagina
as a woman? I have no idea. Thank you, Paul Harris. I have no idea.
It was Harvey.
I don't. Okay, and now, better late than never, Maestro. There it is.
Oh, if you identify as a man and you have a vagina, you never leave home.
Dan, nothing. And now it's time for some tech stuff. Some tech news, what's new, what's out there. And if we have time, which we probably won't.
Sorry.
Because Tim Woodburn screwed up. The apology took forever, but it was necessary. I'm just kidding, of course. It was Londo's fault. Now, this is the part where we say that, and we're proud to say it, that Tim is brought to you by Window World. Taylor Nickerson brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I believe they just hit their 50,000th sale in the St. Louis area, and they've barely been around 15 years. So Window World now proudly presents with a bunch of tech stuff that we probably didn't know, but we're about to find out now. Taylor Nickerson, everybody.
Hello, everybody. How are we doing?
Taylor, we're doing fantastic. Good. Take it and run with it, and we'll take a little break in a few minutes, but what do you have for us?
Let's get right into it. Going to start off with some new news. Today at the Mobile World Congress, if you are a Samsung phone fan, this was a big day for you. Samsung released today the Galaxy S9 and the S9 Plus. I know Limey is a Samsung user.
I'm excited about this, but apparently the outside of the phone is not really changing at all. It's all just stuff
on
the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the stuff on the inside.
What are the percentage of people who are Android versus iPhone people?
I don't know. I'd be interested to know. I think, just from personal experience, what I see, I think that there are, and I hate to say this because I'm an Apple fan, I think that there are more iPhone users. And where I'm getting those statistics from, I see students come through our school every single day, and it seems like almost every single one has an iPhone. I would say,
I hate
to
say this because I'm an Apple. You said,
well,
I hate to say this
because I hate to say it because I don't want people to think, oh, yeah, of course he's going to say Apple because he's an Apple fan. But I'm just going based off what I see. I think it is Apple is the leading mobile phone producer, at least in the United States. In other parts of the world, I can't confirm that, but I think at least in the United States. So some facts about the phones. That's going to be available for pre-order on March 2nd. It's going to go on sale March 16th. Priced at $799.99 for the S9 and $929.99 for the S9 Plus. Pretty similar to the sizes of the iPhone. 5.8-inch screen, diagonally measured, of course, for the S9. 6.2-inch screen for the S9 Plus. Check this out, though. The camera on this thing. Okay, we all know that on the iPhone or any phone, you can do slow-mo, correct? Everybody knows how you can do slow-mo.
Correct.
Yep.
Right.
On the current iPhone, does anybody know how many frames per second that is? If anybody doesn't know, it's 240 frames per second.
I would guess 240.
Yeah.
That'd be a perfect guess. For anybody that watches golf, if you ever watch golf, CBS has a thing called swing vision where they slow down the swing real, 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 real slow, and they come through the ball real slow. That's 1,000 frames per second to give you a little bit of reference. This phone, the S9 and the S9 Plus, 960 frames per second slow-mo.
How many frames is the slow-mo, did you say?
The current iPhone is 240.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that.
Wow.
Wow. And you might think, what can you use that for? In professional applications, that's going to be really useful.
I used it once, and I got to tell you something. I don't want it any slower than that because it was plenty slow.
Oh, this is going to slow things down to very, very slow. I mean, think about that. 960 frames per second. But
nobody will use that because people don't understand what we're talking about. The bigger the number, the slower
it is. Well, like I said, I think it'll be used in professional applications mostly because think about that. If you're a sports journalist or work in sports in general, you don't have to go out and buy a $20,000-$30,000 camera anymore and all this equipment. Just use your Samsung S9 with 960 frames per second, which is really amazing. But Sony won the day. The Sony Corporation won the day, in my opinion, in new mobile cameras. Check this out. The new Xperia X72 phone is going to be the first mobile phone with a 4K camera built in.
Whoa. And, what's wrong with the quality of the pictures we have now?
I don't think anything, but
it's fine.
I agree. I don't think anything, but as it goes in the world of technology, everything has to advance, or otherwise it gets stale. And
here's my other question: how crystal clear and sharp can things actually be? Because there is 8K.
There is 8K. Exists. Yeah.
And then what is it, 16K? I mean, what the heck? How much can you see?
Yeah, I don't know. But I do know that with the 4K built in a cell phone camera, that's unbelievable. You know, like I referenced with the frames per second. You know, you no longer have to go out and purchase a $20,000, $30,000 camera. Think about news stations. You know, you can issue Samsung S9s to all your employees, and they can go shoot their highlights on their phone.
Here's what I think about. What about the camera stores? And I still drive by, and I still see camera. I'm not going to name their names, but I still see camera stores. Who buys a camera? Some people that are, real professional, but the general public... My goodness, these phones have to have cut the heart out of the camera business.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, speaking from personal experience, and I talked about this, it's been a few months, but my wife is currently pregnant, and we're expecting our first child. Actually, as a matter of fact, we had an appointment this morning, and man, those are great appointments. You get to hear the heartbeat and everything, but
yeah.
We're getting close, 13 weeks and 5 days, our little baby.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It is a little baby boy.
Yeah. Either way, good for you.
I know.
Either girl, good for you.
13 weeks, and it'll be
so. Here's the deal. When we used to go on vacation, I'd take a camera. I'd take a little Canon smart whatever camera, and even a camcorder. So we take a camera, a camcorder, and our flip phone. No more camcorder, no more camera. That's all in the phone.
Yeah.
It has to have just... Who buys a video camera?
Well, the reason I brought that up, whenever we found out we were expecting our first child... The first thing we did, and this was right before I got my current iPhone 8, and you have the iPhone 10 with a great camera on it, and we went out and got a nice, really nice camera to take pictures. Well, then we get the iPhone 8. My wife has an 8. You have the iPhone 10, so you know what I'm talking about here. I don't think we've taken it out of the bag in the last 3 months.
No, because we just used the phone. You want the shot right now, and you have your phone there, and you take it. You're going to go, hold on a minute, everybody. Let me get my camera.
And plus that iPhone with that portrait mode, it takes pictures that are just as good as now true photographer fanatics might disagree with me on that. But for the average consumer, you're getting great pictures.
But I, as a PI, buy those cameras, Frank, still, and it's hard for me to find them in stores. It's to the point where I have to order them online. I mean,
need zoom lenses, right?
70 times zoom
lenses.
Yeah,
you need telephoto lenses.
It's hard to find them. You can't go into Best Buy and have five options.
You're the exception, but there aren't enough exceptions to warrant a lot of these camera stores anymore.
Right. Next up, what I wanted to do is change it up just a little bit. I don't have much more news. That was a big news of the day. I got a couple emails from listeners over the weekend. I get emails all week long, which is great. And the AM and the PM crowd, keep those emails coming. And I'll throw my email address out real quick. It's taylorontech@gmail.com. And I got a couple emails over the weekend with some tech questions. And referring back to the fact that we're expecting our first child, we've had a crazy last couple weeks. We're getting the house ready and the nursery and this and that. So the emails over the weekend I got, I simply replied that I got the emails and it's a crazy weekend. And I was going to try to, I will respond to you on the air on Monday. So if I have time, I'd like to read one from a listener, AM and the PM, named Melissa.
And, let me check. Hang on. Let me check and see if you have time. I haven't checked yet. Hold on.
You want to do a live, and then we'll go to traffic.
Limey?
And then
Limey?
Yeah.
Hang on. Limey? Let me check and see if he has time.
Okay.
I'm looking at the schedule. It's a very specific schedule. Everything we do is timed out to the second. Hang on. Yeah, we got time.
Perfect.
So I think what we do, and Limey is going to act like he thinks this is his idea, but I was going to say it anyway. Why don't I take a quick break, and then we come back, and we'll have all this time, and you can, you know, read those emails.
Perfect.
We'll take a couple of calls.
Perfect.
Limey, is that okay with you, Limestone?
That's perfect.
All righty. And while we do that, in case we do have time for calls, if you have something that's driving you insane about your TV or your phone or your tablet or your computer, let me throw these numbers at you, and maybe we can sneak in a couple of calls to Taylor before he gets away. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. That'll give me just enough time to talk to everybody out there who is walking around in pain. You don't even have to be walking around. You can be sitting and you have pain. But it could be coming from your feet. Now, when I was a kid, there was this song, head bone connected to the neck bone connected to the chest bone. There's no chest bone. It's just a song. And then the leg bone connected to the foot bone. And I don't remember the rest. It was a hear the word of the Lord or some ridiculous thing. But everything is connected to everything else. And it absolutely is true that that headache you keep having could be the result of something going on with your feet that shouldn't be going on. And it's unequal weight distribution. Your feet, the soles of your feet, it's not that much surface area. There aren't that many square inches there, yet all of your weight presses down on it. So when you lean your feet to the side, or you lean, stand back on your heels, or you put too much on that ball of your foot, it's not made to take all that extra weight. It doesn't mean for it to shift over there, and it's going to scream out, hey, too much weight here, unequal distribution, and it shoots messages and signals, and sometimes it's pain in your feet, and sometimes it's in your knees or your legs or hips or back or even headaches. That's why there are stores called the Good Feet stores. I don't know who came up with the name Good Feet or why, but that's the name. I don't know why some people still think it's a shoe store. I don't get it. It says Good Feet. It doesn't say Good Shoe Store or Good. It's Good Feet store. Maybe they mean you can turn bad feet into good feet. That's what they do. If you have pain, why in the world wouldn't you go see if the relief is right in one of these stores? And there are two in the St. Louis area. It's not a big deal at all. There's no pain. It doesn't take long. You don't need an appointment. Here are the two locations. Olive, west of 270, sort of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Pizza Hut, a stalled tractor trailer in the right lane westbound, 70 in the depressed section, eastbound 64 jams Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. You're slow southbound 270, 64 to Doherty Ferry, pockets of volume eastbound 270, Lindbergh to 367, and only the left lane getting by a multi-vehicle crash westbound 44 near Lindbergh. Right now at Pizza Hut, get two medium, two topping pizzas for just $5.99 each. It's the deal you want on the pizza you crave, $5.99 medium pizzas, because no one out pizzas the Hut. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
RVs are hot, and everybody wants to be an RV dealer. Salesmen pushing hardware down the fast lane because they are in a hurry. But what's the rush? With an RV, we should be cruising down the slow lane, enjoying the ride. It's important to pick the right RV to match your wants and dreams. Byerly offers over 25 brands to fit almost any budget. We are Byerly, the center of the RV world.
For the rest of your life. Byerly Toyota.
check us out at BeyerleyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. One of our teammates, Sherry, has decorated over 1,000 freshly baked cakes for birthdays, graduations, and other special occasions. It is said that she can pipe roses in her sleep. But we think working 8 hours a day is enough. Order ahead or pick up a fresh cake at Schnucks Bakery. And don't forget our freshly baked cookies. This week, get a package of 12 cookies for just $3.99 or less. Schnucks, fresh every day.
Taylor Nickerson's with us. It's Tech Talk Day. You going to read a couple emails?
Oh, I am.
One more time, the numbers real quick in case you have a question. If you don't, no problem. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Take it away.
First email from a listener is from a listener named Melissa. And Melissa wrote, I was wondering if you can give me some advice about cutting the cable cord and going for a streaming service. I know
now, before you answer this, did you email a response to her?
My response to her was, thanks for listening. Wanted to let you know that I got your email, and I'll either try to respond on Monday in writing or on the air. So that was my response back to her.
She better be listening.
I hope she is.
That's all I can say.
I hope she is.
Go ahead.
So she said, I know Netflix is always a good option, but I've also read good things about Sling TV, which interests me. Because I would still be able to watch many shows on Travel Channel, History, etc. Even having a combo of both services would be significantly cheaper than what her current cable charges. So her overall question was, if I subscribe to Sling, I would need to get a streaming device. Are there any you would recommend? And so I thought I would go through a couple streaming devices for anybody that's looking to cut the cord. The overall winner of the best streaming device, now this is from Reviewed.com.
Can I guess?
Sure, go for it.
Apple TV.
Incorrect. That is on the list, but not the overall top. The overall top was the Roku Ultra. Reason why? It's under $100, supports 4K and HDR up to 60 frames per second. Now, if you don't know what that means, it basically means good picture, good color, and 60 frames per second, which is the basically how what would you call it? How jittery the picture is, how smooth the picture is. So it has a real smooth.
You know what they ought to start doing instead of doing a 4K, 1080. What they'll just say things like really, really clear picture,
really good.
we understand that.
Right. So the second up, which I would also recommend to Melissa, is the one that you mentioned before, the Apple TV, either the Apple TV 4th generation or the Apple TV 4K. Again, if she has a 4K TV, she could go for that one. Had another email from a listener named Scott. Scott's question was, he says he has to do, it has to do with the 590 app. And so I figured I would address that. He says, I usually listen to the podcast the day after the show airs. I have a couple of concerns. After a segment is finished, it automatically loads the previous segment. In other words, if I'm listening to hour one of today's podcast, when that segment is over, yesterday's hour three will load. And I'm assuming that a lot of listeners have this problem, so that's why I wanted to bring it up. On the podcast page, there is a button, and if you hover your mouse over it, it will show you the words reorganize or organize, and you can actually change the order of the segments. So instead of going from most recent to older, you can go from older to most recent. So you can start at segment one, play segment two, and go on to segment three. So I thought I would bring that up for Scott. And the last listener email I wanted to talk about was from Carol. Carol's question was about an iPad, and her issue was trying to connect to, it says, when I try to connect to my internet, I received the following response, your iPad could not be activated because the activation server is temporarily unavailable. Try connecting your iPad to iTunes to activate it, or try again. So, for any listeners that have an iPad or an iDevice, whoever get this message, and it tells you to connect the iPhone or the iPad to iTunes to activate it or try again, go ahead and follow those directions. Just connect it to the computer, connect it to iTunes, and go through the process of getting your iPad or iPhone up and running again. Sometimes people see that message and they say, "I don't think I need to actually do that." But in this case,
in the old days, if you bought an iPhone, you take it out of the box. I think back early on, you had to plug it into the computer to activate it.
Yes, in the old days, you did. Not anymore. And then I had
somebody back then without a computer was kind of screwed.
Right.
You'd have to, yeah. Right. You go in the store and out of the cloud. There it is.
And I have one more email that I wanted to talk about. It's not necessarily a tech email, and I see there's no calls yet, so I've got a little bit of time. Frank, I might have to tell you that this might be my last tech segment here as well. I got a message that starts off, "Dear good friend of God." I read the whole email. It's from a Mrs. Jovita Edward as well. So, you know, if you think that you're just going to take this $3.5 million, I might respond to Miss Jovita Edwards myself.
See, here's my advice. You're new to this, see? You don't take a joke and, like, run with the joke and try to reason.
He's not joking.
No. I'm actually reading the email.
No, I know you are. I know you are. You and 8,000 other people.
Right. But here's why I did want to bring that up.
That joke is over, see? And here's the thing. No, people who didn't hear the very beginning of the show, they don't even know why you're reading me that. They think you might really be going off the show, see?
Well, here is why I wanted to bring that up. There are a lot of times that people get these spam emails, and we've talked about these before. No matter what you do, do not respond to spam emails if they sound too good to be true, if they ask for private information, if they mention money, if they mention an email address, don't respond to it. We actually had an issue at the school that I work with. For those that don't know, I'm a high school teacher as my full-time job.
What?
And, oh, yeah. And somebody got one of these emails one day, and it said, click here to go to whatever service that you need to do to claim this, and he clicked on it. It gave. We have four buildings in our high school, in our school district, excuse me, and it put viruses on almost every single computer in our school district. So especially if you're in a professional setting where there's a big network of computers, avoid that at all costs.
Well, I want to say anybody who's stupid enough to think that Ms. Jovita Edward, somewhere far, far away, has chosen you to take care of. If you're that stupid, you probably deserve to be taken. But then I realize there are people who are, they don't really deserve it. They're just vulnerable and they're easy targets, and maybe they're older, or maybe they're just not real bright, and they're desperate and they're poor. And I don't know how you ever stop those people from doing stuff like, you know, it's kind of like one of my grandmothers when I was little. I think it was my mom who found evidence in her checkbook of all these checks she'd written to one of these charlatan evangelists. And then we found, like, prayer cloths that she'd ordered and crap. And none of it worked because she was all crippled up and sick and just got sicker. So that stuff didn't do any good. But she'd just thrown away money on these people. And to say that she was stupid, she was old, you know? And,
right.
And some people, when they get older, look, the very worst case, the Alzheimer's people, they don't even know their own kids or family. I think there are variable degrees, levels of what some people lose as far as mental, you know, faculties. And maybe 10 years earlier they would have realized, well, this can't be real. But then later on, I think sometimes old people too are so desperate for mail, for correspondence, for companionship. I think older people open everything. They read everything. And that's sad because they're bored and they're lonely. And these scumbags that send out this crap take advantage of that.
Right.
That's why if you have parents or grandparents, spend a little time being interested in what they're doing. Check on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Responding to this crap.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's unfortunate that most of this, you know, scamming and prowling happens to older folks. But that's
Just said you got one. How old are you?
I did. I'm 29. I'm almost 30. So I guess they think
I'm
old.
So there you go.
No, it's not. How about that?
They send it. Right? You throw enough of that crap out there, some of it'll stick somewhere. And
right.
All they need is for four or five people to latch on, and they got their money. So,
right.
All right. Well, let's do this again next week. What do you say?
Yeah, I'll be here next week.
All right, Taylor Nickerson, everybody, the tech guy. If you need it, give your email address one more time.
It is taylorontech@gmail.com. And everybody have a great week.
All right. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And I think pretty much every home has windows. Somewhere, there's probably some weirdo who built a home without windows. Remember those, what did they call those things that looked like igloos? It looked like for a while that was going to be a big deal. What was the name of those houses? You know what I'm talking about? There are a couple in the St. Louis area.
Houses that look like igloos?
They're domes. They're actually domes. I think they still have windows in them, but they're ISO something domes. Shoot, somebody will know. Somebody will call.
I have never seen a house like that.
Yeah, there are a couple in the St. Louis area, and they were called ISO something domes, and it was supposed to make the most use of every square foot or, I don't know, some kind of thing. But I think most people have windows, the traditional type windows. If you do and you need to be replaced, then they will. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. First Community Credit Union, it's a place to bank. Doesn't have the word bank in the name, but it is a place to bank. You can take that to the bank, actually. They checking, saving, car loans, home loans, all that stuff. And if you have a small business, this is a great banking business partner for you, First Community Credit Union. They love small businesses. They would love to be your partner. They love to help you expand and grow. And you got this new tax thing now in your favor. Maybe now you can buy some extra new equipment or expand, move into a bigger facility or buy more vehicles, hire more people. This is when you need a business banking partner, First Community Credit Union. Many of you this past Saturday, just 2 days ago, listened to the yard sale. You know who made that possible? You know who made it possible before we even came over here? Because this is the original yard sale. First Community Credit Union. They've sponsored that yard sale for years. The only sponsor. I'd like to keep that going. You know how we keep it going? You let them know you enjoy the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. You can even tell them you like Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. That's okay if you want to do that, because they're the co-hosts. First Community Credit Union. It was a great day when they decided to be a part of this show, because First Community Credit Union now is, I believe, the biggest advertiser we have on this show. I think second is Mr. Londo. So please let them know how much you appreciate that, because when this thing goes off the air, that's it. There will not be another show like this. There can't be. Because to have it, you'd have to have me, Dan Strauss, Tim Woodburn, Limey. There won't be another show like this. Yes, you can change a couple of players from time to time, but the show won't exist anywhere again. Let's keep it going for a while. I feel pretty good. I think I could do this for another, I don't know, 5 or 10 years maybe. But not without advertisers. So thank you, all of you who always let people like First Community Credit Union know that you are AM in the PM. FirstCommunity.com if you want more. Here's what I can tell you. 43 locations, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And it's essentially a great place to bank. Don't get all caught up in what's the difference between credit union and a bank. Forget all of that. The differences are all good. FirstCommunity.com. Anything anybody needs to cover that we didn't cover?
Well, yeah, actually, since we're talking about scammers and emails and things like that, this is an email that I got 2 days ago, and they're getting quite tricky, right? And it's from somebody who calls herself Jess, and it says, "Hello, Trevor, this is my new email," right? And I replied with, "Who's this?" Yeah. I then get another email that says, "Trevor, I live by you. I found your email online. Are you looking for someone?" Like, oh boy, here we go. Mm-hmm. "I am Jessica. I am 13. I have been told I am very gorgeous. You will find
13?
My 13. 13. Oh, sorry, 30. 30. My bad.
Oh, for God's sake!
I thought you said 30.
My bad.
Big difference, Mister Almost. Mister Almost went to prison.
Right. Yeah. That's my bad. And then it says, "You will find my personal photos here." Well, of course, I want to know, for the sake of science, what this Jess looks like. Oh, it's a mature dating website.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even actually sure if I'm allowed to say that I'm a mature dating website.
Hold on here. You're 32, right?
33.
Okay, 33. Mature dating website could be some smoking hot 48, 50-year-old woman.
Hang on a second.
You gonna walk away from that?
I just clinked the link again, and this one now
clicked
the link again. No, wait, look, this is the link it took me to. It just says instanthookups.com. The first one was matureslutz.com.
You're getting all kinds of stuff on your phone now, buddy.
I'm getting all kinds of weird things on
Stop
this phone
clinking
now.
The links.
Right now.
If I have a touch phone, wipe my handprint off that phone.
Hey, piece of advice. Don't let that mature thing scare you off. There's some smoking hot cougars.
Oh, I've been with older women. Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
Older women, not woman.
What's the oldest woman you've ever been with, and how old were you when you were with her?
92. He was 27.
Come on, now. No, how old was she? How old was she, and how old are you? Were you?
I was, let's see.
Doing pest control at that nursing home?
No, well, the first one was, I was 24, she was 32.
Helped her on the bedpan, so one thing led to another.
Now, hold on a second. You were 24, she was 32?
Yeah, that was the first one. And then the second one, I think she was 37.
Now, you know by saying this on the air, because your mom listens, she's going to know, and I think safe to assume, that you had intercourse outside of marriage.
I did.
That's a sin to many people.
It is.
I'll go home and say my Hail Marys.
I'll be all right.
What's the oldest woman that you think you would sleep with?
The oldest?
Yeah.
I'd say 50, 55. Yeah.
Mm, you're making a big mistake.
Raquel Welch?
50 is not like 50 used to be.
No.
55 is not like 50.
50
There's
is the new
60-year-old 30. Woman, 65-year-old women that are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous,
well,
making a mistake. By the way, and they know stuff. They got experience.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If, you know, any ladies of that age need a pool boy or anything, my email is limeyphillips@gmail.com.
Now, see, I think you'd be a great pool boy. Listen, you rich ladies listening out there. No, I'm not kidding. So when summer gets here and the pool's open, listen to me, you ladies in Ladue and Chesterfield, Tonica, Frontenac, anybody with a pool. That could be anybody. This guy, if he makes himself available as a pool boy, I got to tell you, I think you'd be a great pool boy, but you got to get rid of that goofy haircut. Then you could be, because that British accent, can I get you another pina colada? You know, that I think that'd go along. Maybe you need me to rub some oil on your back and maybe even your chest. That wasn't a very good British accent. All right. How did we get on this whole...
This was because I got the mature dating website in the email.
So is she legitimate? I mean,
No. She absolutely isn't. Isn't legitimate at all.
We just have a couple minutes. Bill's going to have to go. I hope he can go in the Playhouse.
He can't.
Oh.
He can't?
No.
I didn't know we...
Well, this is like the orange juice slogan. A day without orange juice is like a day without sunshine. A day without Bill Cleveland is like... Not a show.
He's on
should we, his choice.
Should we quickly give him 2 minutes right here?
If he wants 2 minutes, let's just skip the intro and everything. Is he on the phone?
Yep.
All right, let's just go right to him. Bill, this is how much we appreciate you and what you do. We'd rather have 2 minutes than none at all. Where are you?
I am so touched. Good afternoon from Dallas, Texas. I'm actually at a place called the Reunion Tower right now. I am 470 feet up in the air looking over Dallas, Texas.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. It's a really awesome view. Obviously not as high as our great St. Louis Arch, but they can't hear me say that to you guys. Very cool. It's an iconic view. It's been up in the air now for over 40 years, part of the Dallas skyline. So you can see everything from as far away as Fort Worth, Texas on a clear day, which is about, I think, 38 miles away, which you can also see. Like right now I'm looking at the spot where JFK was assassinated, and you can see these knuckleheads running out into the middle of the street to get their picture taken. They have people put these X's in the middle of the road to indicate where JFK was shot, and they want their picture taken there, which I think is morbid and really strange. But
how long did it take you to drive? Did you drive to Dallas?
This is my third city I have been to in the last few days. So I did Oklahoma City, Springfield, Missouri, Oklahoma City, and yes, today I'm in Dallas, and I'll be here for a couple of days.
Okay, so you didn't go directly from St. Louis. You drove.
No, it takes about 10 hours to drive straight. Yeah, it's about 10 hours.
Are you doing any appearances in Dallas? Because obviously you're nationally known now, because your book was in I still remember when you said your book was in that store in the window in San Francisco, for goodness sakes. Are you...
The Los Angeles airport. I'm in Texas all week. I'm not doing any appearances, but I'll be getting to visit the Bush Presidential Library tomorrow, so hopefully have some good stuff to share with you and some other cool stuff from the great state of Texas.
All right. We will check with you tomorrow. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
like that song says, I've been everywhere. See? Dallas, Oklahoma City is all over the place. And it's brought to you by Window World. Never forget that. Window World. I'd be happy to come to your house and give you a free in-home estimate. They'll let you jump up and down on the window if you want to. I did that. It didn't break, and I was heavy. All right. You know what's next? I hope you do. Playhouse is next. Of course I have a joke.